Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting involved, getting engaged. It's really what it boils down to, right? Getting the information you need out there to make a difference, to push back. How about this? Let's not talk about pushing back. How about simply having an intelligent... I know. I almost chewed on my tongue on that one. Having an intelligent conversation with some of those out there that are pushing back against you, don't like anything that you stand for. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our hearts are... And yes, actually, here... Our hearts and prayers go out to you, to those who lost loved ones today at the school shooting. And again, you know, I don't know why they have to do this, but the Democrats right away jumping on the bandwagon of how many more kids have to die before you want to ban guns. Never hear them talk about mental health. Never hear them talk about the issues. We're going to talk about that with Dr. Bridget Belson tomorrow night. Never talk about the issues going on with mental health, what we need to do, how we have brought some of this on ourselves. Right now what we know, or what I'm being told, is a Nashville school shooter, Audrey Hale, who's a 28-year-old a transgender woman who opened fire at the Covenant School, Christian School. Now, the police found hand-drawn maps of the Covenant School with detailed entry points. How that happens, and again, I'm not going to fault the school yet. Let's wait till we get through some of this. But how that happens, with everything going on in this country, if these schools don't hunker down on security, is beyond me. Now, the Nashville police are the ones that identified the shooter who opened fire. As a Covenant School, Audrey Hale. It was at the students were at a private Presbyterian school. Three children, three adults were murdered. That's what it's called, murder. It began about 10 o'clock this morning. Well, 10 o'clock their time. Took about 14 minutes. I want you to know something. There was no site resource officer. There was no sheriff on site. There was no police officer on site. That's not right. It's part of these districts, these schools have decided they don't need armed police officers. In today's environment, now think about this. Let's say I'm in 100% agreement with them. We shouldn't have armed officers on site. Let's just say I'm not, but let's just say I agree with them. Here's the deal. Until you get the other guns under control, until you make it a point or you have control of the situation, why would you take the only means of defense on campus away? But why would you do that? The victims on site, Evelyn Deekhouse, 9, Haley Scruggs, 9, William Kinney, 9, Cynthia Peak, 61, Catherine Koontz, 60, and Mike Hill, 61. Hill allegedly shot through a locked door to gain entry to the school while armed with two assault rifles. Can we talk about that? How come you can't just say armed with two rifles? Right? And a handgun. Right? It's not an assault rifle. It's not a rifle specifically made to assault people. Bringing it down to just its most rudimentary level, right? The two Nashville police officers at the school went to the sounds of gunfire where they shot Hale. Now, if you had a resource officer, if you had a sheriff or a policeman on site at the time of the shooting, do you really think it would have gone off for 14 minutes? Just asking. Now, Hale lived about 3 miles away from the school. And investigators found a manifesto, other writings that they are looking into as they search for the motive. But I'm finding, you know, I mean, there's conversation, I'll put it that way, that this was going to be bigger. Right? A LinkedIn profile, a personal website that appeared to be affiliated with Hale described her as a graphic designer who created logos for businesses. Now, again, the Covenant School has been around, I don't know, 20-some-odd years. It caters to preschool through sixth grade. So nothing but small kids there. What a coward. I mean, come on, honestly, take a gun into a preschool or into a grade school. What a coward you are. I'm really, really, really about to know what this is all about, right? This is nothing like, I want you to think about the difference between this and the Uvalde shooting, where you had the cops standing around, right? 19 kids were killed, two teachers in that shooting. And what happened? Why wasn't there a quicker response? Why didn't things work out better? You have to have armed police officers on site. In today's environment, it's just life. For the moment, 855-REAL-JOE, love to know how you feel, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joey, to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we, you know, I mean, when I say we win, I mean the American people win. The only way we win is to really just do what we're supposed to be doing, get informed, then step out there, then have the, I don't want to say fight, but it usually ends up being one, have a conversation. I was just talking to a group of kids today from TPUSA and telling them, look, don't let people put labels on you. Make sure you've got the information you need to be able to push back on them. When they call you racist
Ask him in what way. What have we done? The club consists, this particular group of kids, the club consisted of black males, black females, okay? Tall people, short people, large, I mean, kids from all walks of life, frankly. So I'd like to know, he said to them, I'd like to know, what is it? Give me a specific incident where we were racist or homophobic or anything along those lines. The problem is, they can't. That's simple. All right. Back to the shooting that took place today. Again, let me bring in the expert. The guy, I like guns. I'm safe with guns. I understand their purpose. But I got to tell you, I'm not the expert. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Appreciate her time. And she is the expert when it comes to this, you know, gun information, some of the violence that's been going on. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
I need to know something, because you are the expert. Because every place that I read, apparently she went out and bought assault rifles. You know, rifles that specifically are designed to somehow assault people. Now, I know this is kind of a joke, and I'm being kind of funny about it, but, you know, the deal is, there is no such thing as an assault rifle, correct?
No. No. Assault rifle is a made-up term by the gun control crowd years ago to try to fear-monger people into giving up their rights, which, you know, in 1994 we had an quote-unquote assault weapons ban. It's totally a made-up term. Semi-automatic rifles, the one that they call assault rifles, work the same way as a pistol does, a semi-automatic pistol does. It's just, you know, maybe because it's black, they don't like them.
I mean, there's no other. Again, you're exactly right. If people would learn about these weapons, they'd have a clue. If they'd learn about, you know, how they look, let me tell you what.
I want to put this out there because there's a great website that learns, you know, gives you a brief, quick presentation. It's www.assaultweapon.info. And it tells you about the history of where that term came. It describes what they really are, how they're the same as regular rifles, et cetera. So check that out because I've been using it for years.
Yeah. Well, you're expecting the people. Forgive me if you are one of those workers. That's one thing. But you're expecting the people are actually going to go to that website and actually, you know, look through it.
We share it constantly.
I'm sorry, but I've gotten to the point now where people who've been listening to the show for years will send me an email on something. I'm thinking, God, we've covered that a million times. We've given out the address. We've talked through it. And it's almost like, I'm not trying to put anybody down, but it's almost like dealing with in a Sesame Street manner. You have to keep at it. You have to keep, you know, saying the same thing over and over and over again. And I hope it takes root.
I totally understand. You can give someone directions, and they'll have the directions, but then they'll still ask you the same thing that's already in the directions. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. And I realize I do realize that we have to stay on it. But, you know, here again, nobody wants to talk about the mental health issues because this person was identified as being transgender, all right? And so, therefore, if we say anything about their mental health condition, bang, we're knocking the transgender community, which is, you know, if you guys want to try to sell that, to try to push gun control, then go ahead and sell it. But nobody's buying it anymore. Not that part of it, anyhow. Right?
Nope. This is a problem I have with the gun control crowd. They never want to talk about root causes. They just want to ban guns. Go ahead, ban all the guns. You're still not dealing with the psychopathy of some of these people. You're not going to get the guns away from the gangs because they don't bother doing it now. If you got rid of guns from gangs and got rid of gangs, that would help deal with a lot of issues. And we closed mental health institutions years ago. There's very few that are open. There are literally some people cannot live amongst society for their safety and ours. There's nothing wrong with that. Treat them with respect and let them live a happy life in a place where they're safe and we're safe. And then all these other psychotropic drugs they're handing out to people, like it's candy, and we already know. We've seen some studies where they do cause it. So young people especially have zero feelings. So murdering others means nothing to them. It gives them, they have no feelings from it. Nothing whatsoever.
Well,
which is not a normal.
No, you're 100% on. And again, we're teaching them, you know, whether you're I'm against abortion, period, but whether you're pro-abortion or not,
You think about this. You're teaching these young kids that life has no value, no meaning. Okay. So what's the big whoop? So I took a few lives of young kids. What's the big deal? These kids were 9 years old. They're in an elementary school. And for you freaktoids to think, and I have no other way to put it, I got nothing nice to say about them. You know, you're screaming gun control, and yet what you want to do is take away the only chance these kids have of survival, which is a uniformed police officer on site, willing to stick up for your kids, truly willing to get in front of a bullet for your kids. And this school was one of those schools that did not have a on-site law enforcement officer, right?
Right, and also it's a gun-free zone.
Well, apparently she didn't get the memo. I don't know.
Well, I'm hearing other things, and we don't know. We're going to see. People were confused for a while what her actual gender is, which is that's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
But is it a girl identifying as a boy or boy identifying as a girl? I think it's a trans boy, but who knows? Which, if she was taking all kinds of drugs, what does that say? You know, is this a potential side effect? We have no idea. But apparently she was planning this for a very long time. Planning to murder people is also illegal, by the way.
Maybe she didn't get that part of the law either. I don't. You know, it's so hard to deal with some of these people when you talk about that, because you brought up the idiocy of this whole thing, which is we'll make it against the law and it will stop it. Well, how has that worked for you?
How's that works for the war on drugs? More people die from a drug overdoses now than ever before. How'd that work?
Yep.
It didn't.
No.
Criminals don't care. If people want to do something that's against the law, they're going to do it. I mean, people do it every day. Speeding, right? That's against the law, quote unquote. You can get a ticket or in some cases get arrested if you're going way over the speed limit. Depending on your state, of course.
Yeah, don't wish that on me. Story for another day. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In the wake of the mass shooting at a private school in Nashville, the White House is making a familiar call for more gun legislation out of Congress.
As you all know, President Biden has taken more action than any president in history
on gun safety.
That's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Monday. While Biden has taken several executive actions to try and tighten gun laws, Jean-Pierre said there needs to be legislative action to keep schools and communities safe. A 28-year-old female shot and killed three students and three adults Monday at the Covenant Presbyterian School. Today marks the 59-year anniversary of the largest earthquake ever recorded in North America. The Great Alaskan Earthquake of 1964 measured 9.2 on the Richter scale and devastated communities across southeast Alaska. It is said to have made the Space Needle sway as far away as Seattle. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, we'll save this for the next hour, but I got to tell you something. I mean, the more and more you look at some of these politically correct, or this politically correct mindset, teachers that are politically correct on all of this, start looking at some of the schools that put more emphasis on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and let's look at what their scores are. Let's look at some of these schools that have started hiring people, right, based on equity, based on ethnicity, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. The words have changed over the years, but the bottom line is it really, really helping our children? Show me the stats to say when a school goes all the way to the wall with DEI, then, hey, things get so much better. The kids do better. Their grades go up. Show me where that happens. You can't do it, but show me where it happens. All right, let me get back to the topic at hand. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. We're talking about the, Kimberly, I don't know why you don't jump on this, that the, if we just have some tougher gun laws, these kids would be safe.
Yep, sure. we didn't have school shootings like this when we didn't have gun-free zones.
Oh, no question. I want you to think about something. Somebody got on my case in the day because I brought this up, and I said, look, they taught you gun safeties in the 60s. They taught you, we had guns in the school.
Right.
I didn't walk around the halls with them, but they were in the school, right?
Right, and kids used to bring them because they were going to go shooting after work, after school.
Right.
And they'd have them in their trucks or whatever, their cars. It wasn't back then, and there was no school shootings. It was not today like it is today back then, even though we have way more gun control laws in place. And they fear-mongered kids about school. They don't protect schools. I never hear about school shootings happening at schools that do actually protect their kids, that have, like, armed staff or other armed people.
Well, all right, so let's get to the mental health side of this to a degree, okay? I was reading an article earlier today. Haven't had a chance to totally check it out, but since we do these stories on a regular basis, I recall some of this, all right? The Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary, on his online profile, right? The Denver shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. Now, we have a national... Now, as you said earlier, which is a true statement, we're not saying that all trans are shooters, right? I wish they would do the same thing for us, but anyway.
Right.
You know, the not all trans are shooters. That's not what's being said here. But if you're having a condition, and look, the medical profession still calls it gender dysphoria that requires medication. So why can't we talk about the mental health of these people?
I didn't know all those people identified as all those different things. That's interesting.
Well, the more and more, when you what was Dr. B, again, she's going to be on tomorrow night, she talked about the psychotropic drugs?
Psychotropic.
That's the one, same thing. Anyway, depending on where you come from. She talked about the psychotropic drugs, and she's saying, look, these are causing many, many issues in some of these young people. And to think that you're not going to have anything negative come out of it, you're on your mind.
You know what? They started giving people those drugs years ago when they decided psychiatrists, because they're so brilliant, usually they're more insane than other people. They thought it would be, you know, we need to get people out of mental institutions, we'll give them these psychotropic drugs, and they can live among society. They never tested those drugs. They were giving untested, sound familiar? They were giving mentally ill people who were potentially violent these drugs that, as long as they took them, they were supposedly safe in society. Well, it's not turning out to be so true. I'm not saying everyone who takes these drugs is going to become a violent criminal, but it's more and more happening that it is a problem. And this is why we need mental institutions back, where we can actually have people safely live their lives without harming themselves or others. This is our government at work again, Joe. This is our government. They shut down all the mental institutions. Granted, people were being horribly treated and horribly abused. What they needed to do was fix them and make it so that didn't happen anymore, and people were held accountable for their actions against these people, who were vulnerable people in society. But they shut those down. They drugged people up instead of actually giving them help. And then, you know, let's not forget about all the gang-related shootings, which is a huge majority for young people especially, that happen, and no one cares about that. That's just a regular day.
Yeah, you start to say at the beginning, which is we always, instead of fixing something, instead of going in and looking at the real problem, instead of actually fixing the issue, we just keep throwing stuff at it, hope it wins. Right? Hope it changes it. Throw money at it.
The government keeps doing is trying to put laws into place that stop the law abiding from doing something. Not the criminals.
Yep.
Why is it that they never want to stop the criminals? Get illegal guns off the street. Why don't they stop that? They never seem to want to stop that. They only ever seem to want to put laws into place that harm the law abiding who need protection from criminals.
Well, you know, it's been asked of me all day long, you know, when you look at the actual gun numbers, look at what actually is going on, you know, the weapons that are used by mass shooters. You sent me an article between 1982 and February 2023, and you look at the incidents, right? I mean, handguns are up there. Am I wrong?
More handguns are used in mass shootings than rifles.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, handguns, again, doesn't matter whether it's a six shooter or you know, semi-automatic. And that's the other thing, too, people need to understand. You can't buy an automatic gun.
Nope.
Stop saying, you know, again, these were automatic rifles. They are not automatic rifles.
People don't understand that, and the gun controllers and Democrats, same thing, push that as a tactic, like it's a fear-mongering thing. These are military weapons of war. No, because if our military had semi-automatic rifles that we can own, we wouldn't have a military anymore. So they lie. The gun control propagandists, all they do is lie and push propaganda. Because there's so many dumb people in this country, they believe it. They don't bother doing any research themselves or seeking out different opinions. And they don't realize how they're being manipulated to think. You don't blame all Muslims for when one Muslim commits an act of jihad. You don't blame all trans people for what this person, whatever girl, whatever it is, for what her actions just were. You don't blame all men for actions of one killer. You don't blame all gun owners for the actions of someone who uses a gun to harm other people. Just like you don't blame all our drunk drivers for, you know, law-abiding drivers for the actions of a drunk driver. You know what I mean? They don't understand it. It's, they can't critically think. They just get fed this propaganda and this fear-mongering and say, we have to do something now. The government has to do something now.
But listen, you know that the guns are the leading cause of death in children. Don't you know? I mean, read that everywhere.
Oh. Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started.
You know, they jump on this stuff. Again, like today. You know, how many kids need to die before the Republicans take action? You're going, really? You're seriously going to go down that road?
They don't.
Yeah.
They right. don't care. They don't care. They're going to push whatever. It doesn't matter what the truth is, Joe, but you have to see that they haven't passed anything, right? I don't
None
even know that
have.
They'll try.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know that they'll try. They try in the states, but they don't. I don't know that they'll try in the federal level because even Democrats know it's BS. Even Democrats know. Not all of them. The far left ones, they could care less. They don't care about this country as it is. They hate us all. But even, you know, Democrats and maybe more like Joe Manchin. I don't know. Well, he probably would. He can't be trusted. But why are you blaming the law-abiding for the actions of criminals? I will never understand that. It's extremely bigoted. It's dangerous. And it's actually really psychotic.
And you know, the other thing is suicides. Suicides are among the highest numbers in you know, people die from guns.
Right.
And again, if somebody really was going to commit suicide, find a way to want to. If you think taking guns away from them is going to fix it, you know, and make it so they don't, you're out of your mind.
I mean, Japan has a higher rate of suicide and they don't have guns.
Yep. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly Moran right after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Give me, I'm always I'm unnerved because that's not what does it to me. I'm irritated. You know, this mantra that the Dems should be able to push over. Let me just bring her in because she'll help me relieve some of this pressure. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, I told you about that. I got that notice during the break about the local Democrat Party around here. Who's screaming, we need tougher gun laws. And I'm thinking to myself, do you ever notice that they'll never answer a simple question like, exactly what gun law would have fixed this?
It won't do it. California has one of the most strict gun control laws, set of laws in the country. And, I mean, if they really worked, I would think they would have a lower crime rate than New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, who have all constitutional carry but are the three safest states in the country.
Yep, I agree. You know what's funny? I got to tell you something, though. You do know that the loons in Sacramento, have tried to pass a certain kind of gun laws that would force guns to only work with the owner. You know, as far as bullets go.
I know
go,
what
though.
You're talking about. We had some idiot that tried to do that in my state, too. It's terrorist. Yeah, because technology is going to fail the most when you need it. They don't know how guns work is one of the biggest problems. And then they seem to support criminal behavior instead of law-abiding citizens protecting themselves from criminals. It's just really weird.
Well, you know as well as I do. It has nothing to do with the safety of the children. Has
nope.
absolutely nothing to do with the bringing down any kind of crime. The nope. reality is they don't want us to be able to push back on them, number one.
Correct.
And number two is, if they really cared about, what is Joey B's now talking about banning air conditioners or something, certain kind of Freon because
oh,
it's...
Hell not.
Hell yeah. I mean, they're out of... The eco-freaks are out of control at the White House. But if they really cared about your health, if they really cared about what went on, I mean, look at you got motor vehicle, injuries or deaths are among the highest. Poison is second in line. Drowning, my God, I hope he doesn't read this because he's going to, you'll probably end up banning pools from being put in your backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, exactly. You know what? I just can't even. You know, all the insanity. Did you know there was another 80-car train derailment today, by the way?
I do.
All the insanity that's going on, and it's gotten so much worse since Biden was elected, installed, whatever. It's gotten so much worse that it's just day after day after day, and it's multiple things a day, usually day after day after day. And it's just nonstop, and it's all intentional. And, this stuff is just something else. They'll distract from what is really actually important. They never want to resolve this real issue behind these kind of killings, ever. They don't. They don't care. You see what they do with people, with mentally ill people. Instead of getting them the help they need, especially people who might be trans, they intensify their mental illness and have them believe what they actually think is true. And that they can actually change their biology.
Yep.
That makes someone more mentally ill. It's not helping them. Instead of dealing with the initial issue that might be really the underlying problem. Especially with teens. Older people maybe not be whatever. But the younger kids, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
No, I had Walt Heyer on the show 2 weeks ago. And we talked exactly about that. It's these kids are still suicidal after the operation. It doesn't really,
they are.
It really doesn't fix them, mentally or make them happier or what have you. A very small percentage, very small, go on to enjoy their transition, and you don't hear anything about the massive detransitioning now taking place.
No, you only hear about it if you look for it, because the media doesn't talk about it.
No,
I mean,
they're not
there's
going
lawsuits
to.
Going on. Over this topic.
Yep.
It's horrifying what's being done to kids, especially. If you're an adult, you're a grown adult, I still think you should get mental health help before doing anything that really puts it out there. But, it's having this body image of yourself and not feeling comfortable in your body that's not much different than anorexia. And we certainly wouldn't push someone to continue starving themselves to say, yes, you did it. You're right. You are fat. You need to lose more weight.
Oh, now you're fat shaming. Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that.
No, but feeding into their delusion is the point. It's like
No, listen. I do this all the time, and I always say to people, look, I can't tell you that being overweight is bad for you. Really? I mean, unless you have a medical condition and you're working on it and you're trying to make it better, don't sit there and promote being fat. Don't sit there and promote saying you have, you have no right to tell me. Now, I'm not going to walk up to somebody and say, hey, you're pretty fat. You know that, right? You need to lose some weight or something.
Can you imagine?
No. Neither one of us would do that, though.
No.
Right?
No.
But when you got somebody on TikTok or any one of these other things, telling young kids that if you're overweight, own it, be who you are, and enjoy. No, you can't enjoy. It's bad for you. It's unhealthy. I'm there, and I'm telling you, it's unhealthy.
It's everything's reversed now, Joe, it seems like. we're regressing back in society to some God only knows what, where we're going to end up. I mean, they want to get rid of electricity. They want to get rid of gas cars. They want to get, I mean, not electricity, but in reality, they want to get rid of electricity because electricity uses gas and, you know, other things to power it. It's not green, quote unquote, right? And then nuclear, they want to get nuclear. I mean, they want to get rid of all these things that have progressed us forward in society and regress us back into Neanderthals.
Yeah, but they won't be without. You know as well as I do, they won't be without.
Of course they won't. They're never without. It'll be all of us. But the dummies who support them and believe what they're saying think they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Remember what happened in Cuba? I mean, you know, the people who helped in the revolution against the Batistas, they weren't fine.
No, and they're still not fine today.
Nope.
You know, look at what they're going through today. And you know what's really funny is we're so full of ourselves. Our kids have been so pumped up with, like, I wouldn't even say self-awareness, but, you know, self-importance. Did you have people from China? You have people from Cuba, South America, the whole nine yards going, look, you don't want socialism. That's right. Why we're here, because we didn't want it either.
Right.
You know?
Well, when you have people coming from other countries who fled legally and aren't getting free stuff to be here illegally, those people are telling you exactly what really went on and why they left their countries. That's the reason I know, like, how Venezuela went down without even reading about it. I interviewed someone who fled Venezuela. He went to Canada instead of, you know, here, but it was bad. And a lot of the stuff that they did in Venezuela, they did in China, you know, poor against rich. They try to do it here. A lot of the same stuff they did in these other countries that are failing their people, they're trying to do here, and they've been trying to do here for years.
And it's just unreal to me. To your point earlier, it's almost like they don't really care about the kids. They don't care about what's right or wrong. They don't care. You know, really, they truly, if you want to get down to the brass tacks, they want to care about what's going to end up back in their wallet after they're funding all these things. That's all they really care about. You know,
don't want kids being born. Of course they don't care about the kids.
What was it? Somebody brought up a point to me today. Said, you know, if Bill Gates really gave a crap, he's got enough money to truly, easily end world hunger and still have a whole bunch of money in the bank. Okay?
Right.
You know, until the day he dies, gone, right? But they're not interested in that. They went through a whole list of stuff that he could take care of.
Right.
And I said, well, doesn't that prove my point? They don't care about you. They made all this money. They're telling you how it's bad to have money, but they got it. That's why it's bad, because they got it. They want more of it. And yet, the things that they're telling you doesn't do anything to hurt you, not them.
Right, exactly.
It's just amazing, and it just never stops.
Psychopathic people don't believe that.
Well,
it's really scary.
We got like 2 minutes left, and one of the things I want to drive home is the fact that, look, I know it's an old cliche, but it's not the guns that are killing people. We've gotten worse and worse with mental health issues. We don't want to deal with them. The proof is, look at what's going on in the streets. Look at what's going on in your major cities across this country. In Seattle and Portland. I mean, how do we let, today, how are you letting those things go on? Those people are mentally ill. They need help. We're not willing to help them. It's not the gun's fault.
No, exactly. Assault is an action. A rifle is an inanimate object. A human is committing the action of assault or murder. It's the human problem. And humans were committing acts of violence long before firearms were even invented. Pretty horrific acts of violence if you look throughout history.
Yes, you're right.
So, you know, trying to blame some inanimate object that is used more in self-defense than it is to commit crimes is nothing but propaganda and trying to harm law-abiding citizens and Americans to take our rights away.
All right. Well, here we go. You got to tell people where to find you.
BrandonCroft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Joe Massey, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming. I got a lot more to rant about tonight. Hang tight. We'll be back in a few minutes.